Hi, Jennifer.
Hey, Liam.
So, for those who've never been to it before, what is the Ashland Independent Film Festival?
This festival was actually the brainchild of a visionary couple named Steve and D.W. Woods. They were based in Ashland at the time. They both loved film, they thought Ashland needed more culture, and they thought our small town would be the perfect place to host a film festival. So it started as a really modest event with just a handful of films and filmmakers. Mm-hmm. And even though Steve and D.W. have moved on, they live in Portland now, it's grown to be so popular that about 8,000 people come every year.
Wow. The festival shows independent films only, right? So this may seem like a dumb question, but what is independent film?
No, I think that's actually a really good question, Liam. These are films that are completely outside the mainstream. So they're directed and produced completely independently. We're not talking about films made by the Warner Brothers or Disney or Pixar. They're typically underfunded films made with a fraction of the budget spent on Hollywood movies. I asked Kim Griswell, who's a children's author and editor who actually ran and owned an independent movie house in Atlanta before she moved to Ashland, about this. And she pointed out that, you know, you often see places beyond California and New York City in these movies. You see actors you wouldn't necessarily recognize, and you deal with subject matter and even cinematography that you won't see in the mainstream.
So no intergalactic space wars in an independent feature, but maybe transgender main character or a movie about home birth, something like that?
Exactly.
So do we have any independent filmmakers here in the Rogue Valley?
We do. It turns out we have quite a few. I spoke to one. His name is Andrew Gay, and he's written and directed several films of his own. He's a professor of film studies in the communication department at SOU. And Andrew was talking about how there's an incredibly thriving film culture in Southern Oregon. Mm-hmm. But he also told me something I found really interesting, which is that the majority of his students have never been to an independent film. The thing is that if you don't go to a film festival or if you don't know to look up one of these movies online, chances are you're not actually going to have an opportunity to see them.
And Andrew also gave you some insider information about how the films are chosen for the festival?
He did. I had no idea. It's actually a really elaborate process. So I've been to the festival myself. We always take our kids to see the family shorts, and I like documentaries a lot. But I never understood how much goes into choosing the films, putting together the program, and making it all happen. It turns out it takes nearly 400 volunteers who all come together and 15 paid staff members. 25 of those volunteers are screeners, and they commit to watching 80 hours of movies each. So every film that's submitted for the festival is screened by at least two people, and films will get up to five sets of eyeballs on them before they're actually chosen.
Wow.
So let's let Andrew explain this in his own words.
At least two pre-screeners watch every film from beginning to end. And then those films that are rated highly by the pre-screeners get viewed by at least two programmers. And then any film that receives positive reviews from at least two programmers gets to Richard's desk, and he will watch them at that point.
Interesting. Now, who's Richard?
Richard Herskowitz is the director of programming. He's in his second year with the festival. He's quite a colorful character. He wears orange-rimmed glasses, and he grew up in Brooklyn. He went to PS 236. He's got a very East Coast affect. His wife is the director of the Schnitzer Museum of Art in Eugene, and Richard himself commutes back and forth to Ashland from Eugene. So he's the person who puts the final program together, and he's the one who makes the final decisions.
And folks will have a chance to hear him speak?
They will. There's a free festival preview night where Richard and the other programmers will be talking about their favorite films and giving the audience a sneak peek at the program. That's happening March 14th at 7 p.m. at the Recital Hall at Southern Oregon University here in Ashland.
You planning to be there?
I am. I've never been to a preview night before. I don't think I even really knew what it was, but I've been told by everyone I've interviewed that this is a really great way to figure out which films to see. So the festival will be showing 90 films over 5 days, and it's always a challenge to figure out what to go to.
Wow, yeah. Well, maybe I'll see you there.
That would be great.
Thanks for coming in, Jennifer.
Thanks for having me.